I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is brought to you this week by Dyn.com and Citrix Systems GoToMeeting. Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, Netcast. Ha-ha! Yes. Many people, several people, okay, nobody, to be perfectly honest, has asked me, why do I start this show that way? Because I believe in consistency. Yes. And it's just habit, you know. Why do you brush your teeth a certain way? Well, because your dentist told you you had to brush them a certain way. But other than that, it becomes habit. Anything you do over a long period of time, consistently, regularly, becomes a habit. It's one of those human things that we deal with. This is a tech show. So we won't talk anymore about that. Just saying. We're proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. By the way, I don't know about you, but I'm thoroughly enjoying the new audio clarity and quality with the microphone here. Yes. It is an Audio-Technica microphone. And it's a, I never can remember the letters, but it's 2100 USB. I remember that part. I'll have Fred put it up on the screen. How about doing that, Fred? Fred knows everything. Well, most things. Yes. Fred, of course, is my sidekick. Don't get all bent out of shape, Fred. No, he puts the things on the bottom of the screen for me. And I refer to him occasionally because I don't want him to get lonely. Oh, we have stuff this weekend. And I do want to talk about our amazingly cool sponsors. We have two awesome sponsors this week. And we'll talk about them separately so that they will get plenty of airtime for each of the spots in question. You know what I'm saying? The first one, of course, is GoToMeeting by Citrix Systems. Now, look, when you get your entire team together, dude, it's amazing what you're going to get accomplished. You know what I'm saying? Projects that take weeks and decisions that take days. I mean, come on. You get them done right then and there in the meeting. But gathering everybody all together in different locations, man, sometimes that can not only be time consuming, it can be nearly impossible. So, and not to mention expensive, you know what I'm saying? I mean, think about all the air time and the in terms of flying and hotel bills and all that kind of stuff. Look, that's why we use GoToMeeting with HD Faces. It makes it easy for your entire team to get together online whenever you need to, no matter how far apart they are, how many different locations they're in. You can use GoToMeeting with HD Faces to do it, okay? And if you've got an iPad, you can even start the meeting from the iPad and officiate the meeting from that iPad. Pretty cool. It's a new feature, as is the HD Faces part, so you can see people in full HD glory no matter where they are if they have an HD webcam. Cool. Now, here's the cool thing about it. I know you're probably going, well, dude, where do I get that? Well, you get it right here by going to the GoToMeeting.com site, as it says here on the lower third, and use the special code word podcast, and you'll be able to get a 30-day free trial. I mean, free, come on, no obligation. So check it out now. I'm telling you, it's going to be a big benefit for you and your team to be able to get together electronically. Okay? Now, let's talk about some things from the blog. You say, what blog, Dr. Bill? Well, of course, the blog. What other blog would we be talking about other than the Dr. Bill, drbill.tv blog from which I pontificate on many things that are happening in the tech world. Okay, not many things, just a few things, because it's only stuff that got my interest over the last week. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes things just don't jump out at me. So, is Microsoft jumping the shark on the future of Windows? Of course, I would say yes, because I'm not a big Microsoft fan. You know what I'm saying? I'm an open source dude. That's just me. But anyway, the next version of Windows is in development right now. It's called Windows Blue. At least that's the code name for it. You know how they do these code names? So Windows Blue, there are going to be some basic changes. They're going to have smaller tiles on the Windows, you know. It's not officially called the Metro interface anymore. It's more or less called the new Windows interface, or the blocky, ugly interface that you can't use unless you have a touchscreen. That's what I call it. Anyway, it also will have Internet Explorer 11. Notice 11 is coming out much more quickly because 10 sucks. I'm just saying. Can't even use HTML5 and WebM video from the cloud. I'm still ticked off about that, Microsoft. Don't get me started. Okay. But are they heading toward a desktop-less version of Windows? Dude, if they are, they're doomed, I'm telling you. People will jump to the Mac and Linux so fast it will make their heads spin. Particularly in the business world. I mean, come on, Microsoft, big blocky Metro tiles, or whatever you want to call them, even if they're smaller, even if you shrink them a little, that ain't cutting it. Not in the business world, okay? Anyway, we don't know for sure, but it's a speculation that they might even get rid of the desktop. Now, if they do, of course, there'll always be Classic Shell. You can install that and you'll get your desktop back. But Microsoft, come on, please. Understand. I mean, tablets are cool. I like tablets. You know, but I don't use them every day. I use my desktop every day. I know you're saying that's just because you're an old fuggy. Well, fooey on you. Okay, next item. Ooyah. Ooyah. I still like saying that. Ooyah is shipping to the early bird supporters of the project. You know, it started on Kickstarter. And everybody signed up for it. Well, not everybody, but you know what I'm saying. Signed up to support it. And those supporters that signed up on Kickstarter, they're getting the first units. As a matter of fact, it is 63,000 backers that ordered them will be getting them first. Wow. They raised $8.6 million. $1 million in an epic Kickstarter run. Yes. And so now they are selling it. And it's going out there, and it's going to be pretty cool. It's going to include some action, sports, arcade, indie games played directly on your TV. Big name publishers like Square Enix and Namco Bandai have already signed on with the company. And also, they have snapped up independent developers like Tripwire Interactive and Adam Saltzman. Dude. Now, personally, I want one. And I'm eventually going to get one. And when I do, I guarantee you, I will show you here on the show what it is like to have an Ooyah. And I'll probably even get my son, the Game Master, to actually, you know, demo it and talk about it and things of that nature. He's very gamish. Yes. All right, the next thing I want to talk about is our other fine sponsor, which is Dyne.com, D-Y-N.com. Now, Dyne.com, I've got the lower third here, so you can see all about what they do. They offer managed DNS services to you. Let's say you're a small business person. Let's say you have a social group or a church or whatever that has a website. You want your website to have maximum uptime. You know what I'm saying? You want it to be fast. You want it to load quickly. And you need managed DNS services to do that. So that's what Dyne.com is all about. Not only that, they also offer email services, managed specialized email services. For instance, when you send out an email to a large list of subscribers, people that have opted in for your message, you don't want your ISP shutting you down just because they think it might be spam. No, you want a managed email list, you know, environment in order to be able to send that out. And that's one of the things that Dyne.com will provide for you. Now, here's the thing. You can save 30%. Now, that is not insignificant. 30%, dude, on their services if you use our special code word. Go to the website, dyn.com/podcast30, and enter the code podcast30. And you will be able to get 30% off their managed services. Awesome. I'm telling you, take advantage of Dyne.com, D-Y-N.com. All right, next item for you here is, I don't know, this is a little much even for me. Now, I'm an early adopter, okay? I like new techie things. So my favoriteest thing is to get new techie stuff and do things differently, and I'm not change adverse. You know what I'm saying? There's a whole thing about being change adverse. That's just not me, okay? However, they're saying now they're going to do the census in 2020 online. That is, using the interwebs to do the census. Now, I don't know about that. There have been people that have been talking about doing voting online. I mean, think about it. This is the same interwebs that we get our lolcats from. And the same interwebs that tell you that a lizard, alien lizard being, is a Secret Service agent for the president. Yes, that was this week as well. I'm not going to talk about that much because it's dumb. Okay? But the same internet that gives you all these wondrous things, being safe enough for you to vote on. You know what I'm saying? Or take the census, which actually determines how they distribute federal monies to states and things. I just think that there's too many ways you can game that system. You know what I'm saying? Now, I don't know how well it works in the current system as far as it goes. But, okay, eventually I do want them to get to where they're doing all this electronically. But using the regular old internet, I don't know if I... Whoa! You know, a while ago I mentioned Fred, my faithful friend. Yes, he likes to interrupt me with the Geek Software of the Week drum rolls, which, of course, he just did. So, okay, Fred, the Geek Software of the Week this week is SoMud. SoMud. I don't know. It's just an odd name, okay? But what this is, it is a BitTorrent client, but wait, there's more. It's more than just a BitTorrent client. Yes, the list of features is beyond the imagination. Okay, it has embedded P2P search engine support that allows you to search and download anything from the most popular P2P search engines, and on and on and on. BitTorrent download and share. Preview capability, fast resume, adjust your download upload bandwidth, and on and on, and on and own. But here's the thing I thought was really cool and interesting. It allows you to play audio and video from your SoMud BitTorrent client directly. That's pretty cool. Rather than having to save it somewhere, then you go find it and you play it. This is all, of course, for legal BitTorrenting. Okay? Okay. Anyway, file integrity verification. Audio-video format conversion. It'll even convert formats. Now, that's pretty handy. Parental control and virus scan. Wow. And it's cross-platform for both all the various flavors of Windows and the Mac OS X system. So pretty cool for this thing. SoMud. Check it out. You know, with all those features, you may be going, dude, I can replace my little micro uTorrent client with this. Yes. Now, I have a little demo video I want to show you now. As long as we're talking about slightly shady things. Let's look at the Tor browser. Yes. Okay, we're going to look at the Tor browser. Tor is the onion router. I'm going to go ahead and click on it and start it here. And I'm going to go ahead and bring the screen down in within the screen that we have here, the region of the screen that I'm recording. You know, I like to keep the aspect ratio 16:9. And so in order to do that, sometimes I have to kind of rearrange the screen slightly. And what it's doing now is it's bringing up the Tor browser, which is actually the Firefox browser is the base of it. And then here we go. It says, congratulations, your browser is configured to use Tor. Congratulations, not congratulations singular, but nevertheless. Your IP address appears to be, now notice it says, appears to be 166.70.154.130. Now, fear not, those of you that are going, Dr. Bill, you're not supposed to show your real IP address. That's not my real IP address at all. Now, you're saying, but Dr. Bill, how is that possible? Well, it's possible through Tor, the onion router. By using this software, notice it says I'm connected to the Tor network. I can now even view the network, which I'll actually have to bring that into the screen as well. All of these places bouncing around the globe. You know, here's one in the Netherlands. Here's an unnamed one in Sweden. Here's one in Canada. I like to say that. I'm just being silly. And even somewhere in the good old U.S. of A., they have them, although I don't see one handy at the moment. I was going to click on it and say, see, look, here's one in France. Here's one in Germany. Okay. You get the idea. Have you ever seen those TV shows where they show somebody bouncing from here to there and here to there, and you never know where they're actually coming from on the interwebs? Well, that's what this is, except that you get to use it for yourself. Now, you might say to me, Dr. Bill, why would you want to be anonymous on the internet? Well, you might do it because you're up to no good, but that's not the reason we use it. You want to be anonymous on the internet sometimes because you don't want people tracing you. If you go somewhere, you don't want them to get your personal information and find out that, by George, you are actually you at your real address and start bugging you. You know what I'm saying? So here you can go in to encryptedgoogle.com. Notice it loads kind of slowly. That's because since you're bouncing around the entire earth, it takes a while to actually get, you know, the connection. And so that can be a little annoying, but the nice thing is whatever you look up, whatever you go to, whatever you do, you will be completely anonymous. Now that's pretty cool, okay? So that's the Tor browser for your viewing pleasure. And I'll close this out here. And that is our demo of Tor, the Onion Router. Okay, so that was the Tor browser. Use it responsibly. Okay? Don't want you getting in trouble and saying, it was Dr. Bill, he told me it. No. No excuse. Okay, well, that's it for this week. It should be enough. We're riding the edge with the previous, you know, BitTorrent client and then Tor browser. We're kind of getting edgy. Ha ha. Yeah. Just remember until next time that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.